With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. A man has pled guilty to assault by penetration and sexual communication with a child. The offenses are alleged to have occurred in November at a church in Grand Cayman. Joseph Thomas had initially denied related charges but changed his pleas in grand court on Friday. He remains on bail and is due to be sentenced on November 6th. In other court news, the trial of a man facing two counts of indecent assault, three counts of abuse of position of trust, and two counts of inviting a child to engage in sexual activities expected to start today. The charges relate to two complaints, with the allegations stemming from 2024. The trial is set to open to the jury at 10 a.m. today and is expected to last at least a week. In other news, about 100 Caymanian job seekers were expected to head to the Marriott on Monday for the National Coalition for Caymanians Administration's third recruitment drive. Radio Cayman's April Cummings spoke with Employment Minister the Honorable Michael Miles during the event.
So the event is in full swing. How's it feeling?
Great. I think the great thing that we are doing here is bringing job seekers, most of them, if not all, unemployed, with employers who have job opportunities. That's all I'm asking for. I don't need giveaways. I don't need swanky stuff. I don't need branded stuff. What we have to now do is ensure that we break this wall down between a person putting an application in an email and sending it, and then waiting for months on end for a response. We have to now get that to where it stops being so impersonal to where it's now personal. That's why I've asked people to come dressed for an interview. You are here to impress that you want to be part of someone's organization. So that's really, that's what I'm asking for, and that's what I see here. So I've been doing my rounds, seeing how people are engaged in the process. So it's given us a lot more confidence to move this particular event on a quarterly basis.
So this sounds a lot like relationship building to me.
It is. If a person knows you because they've met you, they're more inclined to hire you. If they only see a resume and a name, they're going to match that with a million other people that they can hire. This has to be different. Another thing is that we want this to be different from other recruitment programs that we have, right? Like, I know that the schools have one, so John Gray have one. I've been to it. Chamber has one. I need employers to come with jobs. These people want employment. This is not so much also about sitting around talking about the company. It's about talking about a position. Here's what the position is. We need to see your resume, and let's set up a time next week that we can really get really intimate in this. But for now, let's introduce you to the company. And that's what this is now about.
Hello to Hired is an employment initiative designed to connect Caymanian job seekers directly with employers and provide access to practical career support in one location. And the National Conservation Council wants to hear from you on a proposal to set up the Cayman Brac Lighthouse National Park. It would cover more than 210 acres of crown land at the eastern end of Cayman Brac, including the Lighthouse Trail, Long Beach and Bluff Face, Little Cayman Brac, and Peter's Outlook. The public consultation is open through November 20th, and you can find the full proposal online at conservation.ky. In regional news, at least 30 people have been killed as a new wave of violence grips Haiti. Officials say a powerful gang coalition mounted the deadly attack on a farming community south of the capital, Port-au-Prince, late Sunday. The flare-up in violence comes as Haiti hopes to hold its first general election in more than a decade. The town's mayor says the armed men, quote, sowed chaos as they set homes on fire and killed residents. Now with the Checkum International News, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Charles Carroll. The UN and the Red Cross are warning that the world is dangerously close to fully autonomous weapons killing humans. The heads of both organizations issued an urgent appeal for international regulation at a time when drone warfare was becoming ever more sophisticated. There's currently no treaty governing the use of so-called killer robots. China says it opposes illegal unilateral sanctions after the US warned that countries that continued to deal with Iran would face consequences. Beijing said economic warfare and maximum pressure tactics only fueled further conflict. A refugee charity is warning that this season's extra severe El Niño weather phenomenon could result in massive flooding in East Africa, displacing up to 3 million people. Thousands of Muslims in Indonesia have gathered for a public prayer for rain in the capital of the wildfire-hit South Sumatra province. The Kremlin has refused to comment on tracking data showing a US military transport plane has landed at Moscow's Vnukovo Airport. There's speculation in Russian media that either a prisoner exchange may be underway or the plane may have brought President Trump's envoys for talks on the Ukraine war. Anti-corruption police in Armenia have arrested the former president, Robert Khachaturian, accusing him of using his official position to acquire properties at below market prices. Searches are underway in multiple residences and businesses belonging to the Khachaturian family. BBC News.